This is the Tiger 102.75.
Malaysia says it's willing to help Thailand end the ethno-religious conflict in the Deep South using peaceful means. This from Malaysian PM Mahathir Mohamad, suggesting the root cause of the problem was not religious but injustice. Gratefully remembering the time when Thailand helped Malaysia end the communist insurgency in northern Malaysia in the late 1980s, he said his government would help the authorities in Bangkok solve the problems in the Deep South. Malaysia's played the role of facilitator in negotiations between the Thai government and Mara Pattani, a so-called umbrella organisation of insurgent groups. The peace talks, initiated since 2013, have yet to yield any significant results to restore peace, as many analysts say Bangkok has failed to address the problem at its root cause, and fighters on the ground do not recognise Mara Pattani as their representative. The Democrat leader and former PM Abhisit is promising to push for elections for provincial governors as part of his administrative reforms. He says the decentralisation of power to residents in the provinces to help reduce inequity between regions. He said it's time for provinces all over the country to be able to elect their governors. Every province has its own needs. Also, inequality is partly caused by the fact that everyone has to wait for decisions from Bangkok. Only the governor of Bangkok is popularly elected by residents. Governors of other provinces are senior bureaucrats appointed by the Interior Ministry in a revolving door that sees new governors in provinces at least every 2 years. And tourism operators used to Chinese arrivals are close to laying off staff or even shutting down operations if arrivals from the mainland fail to bounce back soon. Several businesses related to tourism, such as restaurants, souvenir shops, and rental bus companies, have been suffering from lower Chinese tourist arrivals, according to the president of the Thai Chinese Tourism Alliance Association. Mr. Ronarong says that the travel firms have already reduced working hours of staff, with many asking tour guides to stay home because of lack of customers. He said rental bus companies have also felt the pinch, as drivers and staff are earning less in payments. The president of the Raklana Tourist Guide Club in Chiang Mai province predicted that Chinese tourist arrivals to Thailand would continue to fall over the remaining 2 months this year through to the first quarter of next year. He lamented that there were no bookings from China this November, which is very unusual. Deputy PM Prawit Wongsawan is insisting that the February the 24th general election will not be pushed back, as criticism has flared that it coincides with university entrance exams. General Prawit says the clash of dates between the election, the general aptitude test, and the professional and academic aptitude test, which determines enrolment of students in universities, would not result in the postponement of the election. He said this is a matter for the Education Ministry, which must look into details of deferring the tests to ensure that more than 6 million young voters will get to cast their ballots. The Council of University Presidents of Thailand announced on August the 22nd that the GAT and PAT tests will be held between February the 23rd and the 26th. Whilst the election is broadly expected to take place on February the 24th, though no official date has yet been declared. The world's most valuable company has announced the opening of an Apple store in Bangkok, the first in Thailand and second in Southeast Asia after Singapore in 2017. Apple Icon Siam, overlooking the Chao Phraya, will open its doors on November the 10th at 10 a.m. The company announced this on its Thailand website. With the logo slightly modified to resemble the Thai alphabet, the store will offer all its usual products. It also offers a genius bar where customers can receive technical advice, set up and repair services by reservation. You can expect a queue on November the 10th, I'd say. And after a report of historical temples being painted gold, like completely gold, triggered an uproar on social media, the Culture Ministry's Fine Art Department is warning people to stop unauthorised painting of National Heritage monuments as it violates the law. Social media users expressed shock and dismay that ancient Thai temples were being given a makeover with a coat of gleaming gold paint, damaging national heritage and violating laws aimed at protecting and preserving the nation's temples. In a Facebook posting, a former Fine Arts Department officer wrote that over 100 temples were being painted with gold paint from the TOA brand and asked the Fine Art Department to take action against the illegal defacement. For their part, the TOA company say they're pleased to listen to all advice. We will follow the proper process of conservation and more carefully consider our actions.